Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Doyle Alexander. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. And now, play ball. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivers moves to second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivers moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivers tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Garr reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randolph reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garr moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garr moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Munson and he is out, Mason applying the tag. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Stein reaches second base with a double. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. Stein moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stein scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Munson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason misplays the ball. That's an error on Mason. Kelly scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Downing. The throw from Munson and he is safe. Downing steals second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Bill Stein. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Alan Bannister now playing second base. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gar. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randolph. The throw from Downing and he is out, Dent applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 2 in the game. Mason is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivers moves to third. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivers scores. White moves to third. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Terry Forster now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bannister fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Carlos May. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella bunts towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. White scores. Chambliss moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chambliss moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Clay Carroll now pitching. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-3 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rivers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivers. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Rivers steals second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. White takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Randolph covering, for the out. Dent moves to second. One out. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dent moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 4 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.